not cut. They are established forever. As we call upon your name, we are saved. Blessed be your holy name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for His faithfulness. Well, thank God for the presence of His Spirit and the grace and joy that is accorded us as His people. Tonight, we are going to be praying through some verses found in the book of Isaiah, chapter 54. Isaiah 54. And as we explore this passage today, I'm believing God for great changes in our lives. One thing I want to thank God for, you may be seated, is how precise He has been with us. I'm thrilled to see through our broadcast, one of the things I do every day, the Lord helping me, is I listen to our broadcast every morning. And if I miss it in the morning, because I am overtired and I maybe went to bed around 3 or 4 in the morning, then I might miss it, because the first broadcast comes on at at 7 a.m. Then I'll try to catch up with it in the evening to see what the Lord was saying. And I respond to the same messages just like the audience. You know, because this is my time of hearing the message being preached back to me. So when I say on the television, raise your hand and receive, I do the same thing. Because it is the Spirit of God that is speaking. It's not the voice of a man. It is the voice of God being released into the atmosphere. And many times I hear the prophetic statements or things that God spoke to us a year or two ahead of when it finally happened. And I said, oh my God, that's exactly what was happening. Sometimes I'm asking people, you think this is not going to happen, right? You think this is not going to happen? And it's like reading the newspaper today, but it was something that was said a year or 2 years before, and I'm just awed at God. Now, why do I raise that? I raise that because of this. God knows what He's saying all the time. When it doesn't make any sense to us in the natural, it doesn't have to make sense to you in the natural. Just listen to what God is saying. Just listen to what God is saying, and you'll be awed at how accurate God is in what He's declaring. Because there's no way in my natural mind I thought those things and be that precise. But that God was saying what He needs to say. Now, in Isaiah 54, God says, are you ready for this? He says, sing, O barren. Sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear. You didn't carry a child. Break forth into singing and cry aloud. Thou that didst not travail with child, you did not go through the pain, the travail of bearing a child. You didn't have, you know, birth pains, and your water didn't break. You didn't go through the pain of contraction. He says, for more are the children of the desolate. Who is this desolate? The desolate is the barren. Than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. What is God saying? Saying, I'm going to do something with your life that's going to supersede what is happening naturally around you. Hallelujah. We're going to ask God tonight, God, do with my life something that is so supernatural, it exceeds any level of the natural, that anyone who sees me will boldly say, whether they like it or not, this is the doing of the Lord. And it's marvelous in our eyes. Barren. See, when you are barren, you are sterile. You are not capable of having a child. It is in the realm of impossibility. It is different from being unfruitful. An unfruitful person had a chance. They had miscarriages, but they had a chance. They kept on losing the baby. That's an unfruitful person. That's an unfruitful woman of unfruitful womb. A barren womb, zero. You cannot. It's impossible. You are finished. Done. But God says, sing, O barren. Shout out. Aka. Break forth into singing. What is God saying to us? He's saying, begin to celebrate your enlargement. Begin to celebrate your breakthrough. Begin to celebrate the shift and the change in status from being a barren to being one who bears child, carries the child. It came later than expected, but it's coming. It's coming. Everybody else is having children and you didn't. It's coming. Now start to celebrate the victory that is yours. Hallelujah. So that's going to be our first position, to begin to just give God thanks. Sing unto him. Testify of his goodness. And just tell him, I thank you. I love you, Lord. And I lift my voice to worship you, O my soul. Rejoice, take joy, my King, in all you hear. Let it be a sweet, sweet sound in your ear. God, I give you thanks. Thank you that the status of my life has changed for the better. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this mighty shift. Lord, oh God, every area of barrenness in my life is eradicated. Oh, blessed be the name of the Most High. Thank you, Lord, for the breakthroughs, for the change, oh God, that you have wrought. Blessed be your holy name. Mighty God, I celebrate your goodness. Lord, oh God, many are gathered together to party with me, to celebrate the goodness of the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. The days of barrenness are over. The sterility is over. The fruitfulness is here. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I give you praise. Oh Father, I give you praise. Oh Father, I give you praise. Be exalted, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Abba, Father, I give you praise. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. My status has changed. Lord, oh God, you have remembered me. You, Lord, oh God, have remembered me. Father, you have remembered me. Lord, oh God, even as you remembered Hannah, and Lord, oh God, you visited her, and she had Samuel. Lord, oh God, even so, you have visited me. So, Lord, oh God, you have visited your church. So, Lord, oh God, you have visited our businesses. Lord, you have visited our families, and every barrenness, every presence of barrenness is broken. It is destroyed. It is eradicated. Oh, barrenness is extinct in Jesus' mighty name. Blessed be your holy name. Abba, Father, we give you praise. Glory be to God. Oh, Father, we give you praise. Yes, give God thanks for what he has done. Celebrate this shift, the breakthrough and change in status now. Praise God. Hallelujah. What does the word of God say? It says, enlarge the place of thy tent. Because the babies are here. Create room. Enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitations. What? Let them, not just you, enlarge the place of your tent. He says here, he says, you're going to need help. You see, that's why he says, and let them. The them are helpers, destiny helpers. Hallelujah. Because what God wants to do is bigger than you thought possible. You're going to need help. You're going to need assistance. You're going to need people who are going to help you carry some of these children. Because you're not just going to have one child. Oh, Rebalakasha. It's not just two that's going to show up. Mighty God. It's not just three that's going to show up. You're going to have multiple, and you only have two hands. So now, you're going to need help. Because the children are coming. Nothing is going to stop it. He says, let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitations. Spare not. Don't spare any details here. This is going to happen. I don't know who you are. You need to go get that crib. You need to start buying those baby clothes. Hallelujah. Because your days of barrenness are over. Your womb is going to have children. Hey. In the mighty name of Jesus. Barrenness is over. It is so over, you will not remember that you were once barren. Now you're going to start complaining about how did, hey, baby, why are you going over? How am I going to stop all this? You're tearing down my house. Hallelujah. You're going to have a different complaint. glory to God. Lengthen thy cords and strengthen thy stakes. Dig them down real good. Hallelujah. The days of barrenness are over. It's time to celebrate. So we're going to pray, God, I thank you that my tents are enlarged. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Don't know why we're having all that noise, but God is good. Amen. He says, let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitations. Spare not. In other words, don't do like Peter did. Jesus, our Lord, said, cast your nets, plural. And the guy found some net and threw one. And all the blessings that were coming because of what Jesus said started happening all at once. And his net starts breaking. He calls the other partners of his, let them. And they start filling their boat with fish. Their boat starts sinking. You see, both were going to sink, but Peter was not going to have a broken net. But because he did not do exactly like the Lord said, the nets that would have caught and handled different levels of fish were not available, so all of them went into the same one net. Now everything starts falling apart. You are going to be blessed, and you're not going to fall apart because of the increase. Hallelujah. You are not going to be pulling your hair off because help is coming. God says, spare not. Lengthen thy cords. That word is not just for you. It's for me. It's for this church. God will enlarge us, and we will not fall apart. Hallelujah. There is room because help is coming. So let us begin to pray right now. Thank you, Lord, that you have sent help to help me in my business, in your church. Help to help me in my family. And Lord, oh God, the increase and the growth is not stressing me out. Hallelujah. I'm not stressed out. My cords are lengthened and the stakes are driven down firmly. Hallelujah. Rise up and begin to thank God for this supernatural grace of supernatural growth. Thank God that help, destiny helpers are rushing in your direction right now. Glory be to God. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the help of destiny helpers. Lord, oh God, for those, oh God, that are sent to assist us right now. Every help that is needed to do the work, oh God, is available. Lord, oh God, the tent, oh God, is enlarged. We give you praise. 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 We give you praise for all the help, all the help, all the assistance that are released unto us now. Come, 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 help us, 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 come, come to this church, come to this business, come to this family. Help, come now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. The change is here. Blessed be the name of the Most High God. Thank you, Father. It is done. 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 God, you are our greatest help. Holy Spirit, you are our helper. Holy Spirit, you are our comforter. Holy Spirit, you are the one who reminds us. Father, we thank you for the gift of the Spirit of Truth. Our helper is here. Our helpers are here.
The angelic help is here. Hallelujah. Angels of the Most High God, do your thing now. You are commissioned to help us enlarge our tents, put the curtains in place, stretch what needs to be stretched. Thank you for spiritual help and for natural helpers. Blessed be the holy name of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Amen. What is the statement of the Lord? May I have the handheld mic, please? It says, for thou shalt break forth. You're going to break forth on the right hand. You're going to break forth on the left. Hallelujah. And thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles. Blessed be the name of the living God. Hallelujah. Amen. He says, thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles and make desolate cities to be inhabited. What is the word of God saying to us? God's word is saying to us, the impact of the change in your life is going to cause you to come into a place of rulership and leadership. Hallelujah. You are going to be in charge. Your children are going to be in charge. Why? Because they shall be taught of the Lord. Amen? They shall be taught of the Lord. The devil may be coming after your children, but the devil is going to lose 100% of the time. Hallelujah. Thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles. Who are the Gentiles represented here? The people that do not know God. Amen. They shall inherit and make desolate cities. Desolate cities, shamem is the word for desolate. This is a place that is being just stunted, devastated. Things used to happen well there, and all of a sudden, it's all a mess. You know what this means? Glory be to God. When a place is devastated, if a city is devastated, the homes sell for cheap, inexpensively. You can pick up all kinds of property at very minimum price. Because nobody expects anything good to come out of that place. Nothing is happening in the north end. They sell their property off for cheap. And all of a sudden, voila. God's blessing comes upon you, and everything around you that used to be barren or unfruitful becomes fruitful. Now you are rolling in the money. Hallelujah. What was selling for 100 now has appreciated. Now it is 2,000. Glory be to God. And people at 2,000 want it. They can get something somewhere else at 1,005, but the one at 2,000, that's the one they want, because that's where the action is. Basically, God is saying, I'm going to bless you. You're going to be the place where the action is. You used to be barren, but you're going to be the place where the action is. That's where it's happening. That's the happening place. That's the happening church. That's the happening business. My God, my God, my God. Sing, oh barren. Hallelujah. 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 Begin to thank God. I am the place where it's happening. I'm the happening place. Wherever I am, that's where it's happening. That's where the goodness is happening. That's where the mercy is happening. That's where the prosperity is flowing. There's a river of the anointing of the Most High God moving in this place because of the glory of God covering the earth as the waters cover the sea. Somebody begin to pray. Oh, rebaladosikatabashaka. And in this place will I give peace and prosperity, for the glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former, saith the Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the Haggai 2 and verse 9 experience. Lord, oh God, you are turning everything around. Lord, you are turning everything around. Father, you are turning everything around. This is where it is happening right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. There's a mighty move of the glory of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Where they used to say, Ikabod, now they shall say, the kabod of the Lord is there. The kabod of the Lord is there. The glory of the Lord is there. Oh, Father. Oh, Father. Oh, Father. Oh, Father. Do it, Lord. Do it, Father. 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 In the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, our sovereign Lord. And all of God's people together in agreement said, yes and amen. Hallelujah. He says, fear not, for thou shalt not be ashamed, neither be thou confounded, for thou shalt not be put to shame. Why is the word of God saying those things? He's saying you used to be quiet about you being fruitful. You used to be quiet and you were ashamed to say anything other than your natural experience. But he says, now begin to sing and begin to testify about it. Tell everybody, God has blessed me. I am prosperous. I am. My name is no longer Abram. My name is Abraham. You are Abraham. Where's your baby? Forget that. My name is Abraham. Hallelujah. My name is Abraham. Really, you. Be careful how you speak big things. Huh? Stop being foolish and arrogant. No, God says, blast it. Don't be afraid. You are not going to be ashamed. In other words, begin to say what you are expecting. Hallelujah. Begin to say it. Even though you don't look like it, begin to say it. It says, neither be thou confounded. Why? For thou shalt not be put to shame. I'm not telling you anything and you're going to be put to shame. Believe me, it is done. The order has been filled. It is not just coming in the mail. It's in your mailbox. Hallelujah. For thou shalt forget the shame of thy youth. What was the shame of your youth? That you were barren. And shalt not remember the reproach of thy widowhood anymore. Wait. You mean that you were married and you were barren? Then your husband died. and everybody in town knows that you're barren, who is going to go marry the barren woman when they know that she is a widow and that she was barren? So she was married for years and was barren all through those years. And what will make it possible for her to have a child, produce the seed that will become the child, is now dead. And you are known as the barren woman that is a widow. Who's going to come and marry you? In other words, the situation has gone beyond repair. But God says, listen, I know you were hoping for a child when your husband was still around. Every day you pray, Lord, today I thank you. We are going to be pregnant. And you did your thing and still nothing. Now he's dead. Now you're telling me I'm going to have a child and I should lengthen the cords. God is simply saying here, listen, forget about your past story. I am doing a new thing. Hallelujah. I am taking care of this. You are going to be pregnant. This was in the Old Testament before an angel showed up and told Mary, you're going to be pregnant. Before an angel showed up and told Zechariah's wife, you're going to be pregnant. God is saying, forget about the past. Speak a new thing. Sing a new song. Sing a new song. I remember, I don't know how long ago, maybe a year or two back, maybe even three, the Lord gave me a word. He said, sing a new song. And I kept on asking the Lord, what do you mean, sing a new song? What does that mean? And he said, singing a new song means that you don't sing the old song. I said, okay, I understand. You're not singing the old song. What is this new song? He said, say something new that counteracts and cancels out that past. Stop saying I'm small. Start saying I'm big. Stop saying I'm sick. Start saying I'm healed. The man at the beautiful gate, born crippled, over 40 years old. The one that came into the temple and cleaned out that temple and healed everybody is now dead. And here he is. And two men, Peter and John, come to him and said to him, silver and gold we don't have, but in the name of Jesus Christ, who is already dead, rise up and walk. And that day that man walked, even though Jesus was long dead and gone. What the Lord is saying to us is this. It doesn't matter how impossible the situation seems to be, I'm the God of possibilities. Hallelujah. I am the God of possibilities. There are no impossibilities with me. You are not going to remember the reproach of thy widowhood anymore. Let us begin to thank God for the new words, the new testimony that's coming out of our mouths. And thanking God that we are not going to remember the failures and the difficulties of the past anymore. We are going to remember the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. We will enjoy the goodness of God. We will defy all the limitations that naturally should be present in our lives. Let me put it this way to you. And then we're going to pray. All of your life, you've been working and working to make a living, believing God to prosper you somehow. But things are difficult. And now you have retired. You've been forced out into retirement. And just then, when it is impossible, now you can't work because you've been retired. Now God says, now I'm going to bless you. Start saying, I am rich. Let me say, he's talking about, I've been praying and believing you for supernatural provision all this time. I just had enough to put in my mouth. Now you're talking to me about being rich. And God says, enlarge. Create space because the blessing is here. Say, God, how? How? Everybody knows me in the community that I'm poor. How? And God says, forget about the how. I'm going to bless you, you will forget that you were ever poor. But God, I'm retired. You are not even going to think about the fact that you're retired. You're going to have more than enough. And that's exactly what God is talking about. Such a magnificent change that it wipes out all of the pain of the past. And you know, this only happened because of God's goodness, only because of Him. Amen? Let us rise and begin to thank God that shame is removed. Thank God for the new testimony that is coming out of your mouth. That's going to cause you not to remember the failure and the shame of the past, because you are defying all the limitations that naturally should be present in your life. All of that is eradicated. Begin to thank God for that change. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for the dramatic change that has taken place. The dramatic change, oh God, that has happened. Lord, oh God, not by might nor power, but by your Spirit, today we declare out of our mouths our divine prosperity. Everything we lay our hands to do is prosperous. Lord, oh God, everywhere we go, Lord, oh God, prosperity has pursued over and overtaken us. Father, in Jesus' name, your grace is abounding, oh God, in our families. It's abounding, oh God, in this, your church. It's abounding, oh God, in our businesses. It's abounding, oh God, in everything that we do. Lord, oh God, we are looked at and people say, that one truly is blessed and highly favored. Lord, oh God, our testament and our testimony that we are blessed and highly favored is not any longer mocked by men, women, or any entity, because that which we have spoken have not only happened, it has exceeded anything that can be defined by the natural laws of this world, by the natural systems. Lord, oh God, overcoming grace is upon our lives right now in Jesus' mighty name. We are living as a testament of the goodness of the Most High. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we give God praise. Listen to the statement of the Lord. He says, forget about your widowhood. Even though man says he's not going to marry you, I, God, I marry you. For thy husband is thine husband. For thy maker, God, is your husband. I am going to seed you. And when my seed hits your barrenness, your barrenness ceases to exist. Hallelujah. Oh, glorious God. Omnipotent God will get rid of your impotency. The Holy God will get rid of the sterility in your life. Hallelujah. The Lord of hosts is his name, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth, shall he be called. Why? Because your story is a unique story. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We're going to thank God that the unique story of our lives is going to demonstrate the uniqueness of God. Hallelujah. We're going to thank God. My unique story is going to declare your uniqueness, O God. There is no God like him. He's unique. He's holy. Hallelujah. He is holy. He is the God of the whole earth. Praise the Lord. And he is fashioning a new story for my life. Oh, glory be to God. Begin to thank God for that right now. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that the unique story of my life, the unique story of our lives, is declaring your uniqueness. It is declaring that you are the God who knows no impossibilities. It's declaring that there is not a problem that you cannot solve. That problem does not exist. That situation does not exist. And a situation that you cannot correct does not exist. A problem that you cannot solve does not exist. Lord God Almighty, we give you praise. Oh, my unique situation is demonstrating your uniqueness as God of all the earth. You reign supreme. And Lord, oh God, you are speaking a new thing into my life. I come into agreement with that new thing. Lord, oh God, as a family, we come into this unique connection with you. As a church, we come into connection, oh God, with your uniqueness. And Lord, oh God, unique things are happening. Lord, oh God, your seed is eradicating our barrenness. It's eradicating the sterility. It's eradicating the unfruitfulness. It's eradicating every limitation. Lord, oh God, we are expanding in every direction. Lord, oh God, helpers have been sent. Oh God, in Jesus' name, Lord, oh God, every need is met. Blessed be your holy name. Oh, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. And I'm an heir of salvation, purchased of God. I'm born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. A new song. Hallelujah. 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 Blessed be the name of the Most High. Amen. The Word of God says, for the Lord had called thee as a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, and a wife of youth when thou wast refused, saith thy God. Watch this. For the Lord had called thee as a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit, and a wife of youth when thou wast refused, saith thy God. What's going on here? God's saying, there was a time when it looked like you were refused and forsaken. The Bible says about Hannah, it says Hannah was barren because God shut up her womb. Since for a moment you were forsaken. He says, but with great mercies will I gather thee. I'm going to gather you. I will gather thee. What is God saying? He's saying, there is not just one person here that is barren. He says, there's a lot of you. And I'm here to change the story of the barren. The ones that have been shut down and limited. And watch the next verse, verse 8. He says, in a little wrath, I hid my face from thee for a moment. But with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord, thy Redeemer. And I love this, verse 9. For this commitment is as the waters of Noah unto me. For as I have sworn that the waters of Noah should no more go over the earth, so have I sworn that I will not be wroth with thee, nor rebuke thee. Huh. Wow. For the mountains shall depart, and the hills be removed, but my kindness, my hesed, shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord, that hath mercy on thee. God is saying, I make you my promise. Just like I made to Noah, that the whole earth is not going to be flooded ever again. I'm making you my promise. That what I told you, that your days of barrenness are over, it is over. And my mercy is going to be applied to you. My kindness is going to be applied to you. You see, when you think about the entire scope of the Word of God, the only time God turned his face away from Israel was when Israel was messing up. And basically what God is saying, he's saying, listen, you've been barren. But a lot of that nonsense that's happened in your life has been because of what you were doing, how you were living. But I'm telling you right now, I'm forgetting about your messed up life. And I am this day telling you that I'm going to rewrite your story, and I'm going to wipe away your tears, and I'm going to no longer forsake you because I am restoring my relationship with you. My mercy is coming upon you. He says, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed. I'm extending back to you the covenant of peace. And I'm not going to take it away from you. You're going to have children. You are going to stop being unfruitful and barren. You are going to experience the blessing of God. This is a guarantee because I can't help myself. You're going to know my goodness. So you don't have all the systems, all the this, all the that, all the this. He said, don't worry about that. I'm taking care of this. So this prayer is going to be simple. as we wrap up for tonight. We're going to begin to thank God that He has extended mercy. I am not barren because of anything I did. It's because God, of your mercy, you reconnected with me. You chose to bless me. It's not because I'm Mr. Goody, 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 or Mrs. Goody, Goody, Goody. No, this is because of your loving kindness and your tender mercies. This is all because of you. You have extended mercy to me. It's not because I started a wonderful new program. That's why. It's not because I prayed harder. That's why. Because I fasted longer. That's why. Because I gave more money. That's why. No, this is all about mercy. My church did not grow bigger because I preached better. No, because of mercy. My business did not expand because I bought better products that the people liked. No, mercy. My family came together not because of we started doing this or doing that. No, because of mercy. Let us wrap up tonight by just thanking God for mercy. Blind Bartimaeus cried out for mercy, and he received restoration of sight. Today, we too, we cry out to God and say mercy. It's only because of your mercy that I'm married. It wasn't because I started dressing nicer and, you know, putting more makeup on and nice new clothes and high heels, and that's why. Or because I started dressing up with a nice shirt and nice shoes and went to the gym and pumped up, you know, and ended up with some nice six pack. That's why. No, mercy. Because of mercy. That's why. Pray. Thank God for mercy. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for mercy. Thank you for mercy. Mercy that has extended even beyond my wildest hopes, dreams, expectations, desires. Mercy. Mercy, O God, to be a good husband. Mercy to be a good pastor. Mercy to be a man of God. Mercy to be one of a person of influence. Mercy to be a wonderful business person. Mercy to be a great father, a great mother. Mercy to be whatever it is you've called me to be. I thank you, Father, for mercy. Mercy extended to this body of Christ. Mercy to cause us to be fruitful. Mercy for us to reach the world and bring about transformation. Mercy. We give you praise for mercy. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to thank God for every one of you that came out to pray tonight. The Lord is with us. He's our helper and our keeper, and His name is to be exalted forever. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, you may be seated. Before we leave, I want to share the promotion for the next set of meetings that we'll be having. That's coming up on the 20th of this month. That's in a few days, actually. It starts on the 20th. It's the Feast of Sukkot. And this particular feast is a feast that happened during the time of the children of Israel wandering in the wilderness. And this feast is a feast that declares our deliverance. Hallelujah. And our journey into the fullness that God has for us. We're going to have speakers that are going to be speaking to us from Israel. This particular meeting, I believe, starts on the 20th of this month. That will be actually in 3 to 4 days. We just finished one set of meetings, but this particular one is going to last for 7 days. Amen? Hallelujah. Oh, no, not this one. Not this. This is not the right one. We want, that's the meetings in October, and we're going to be having a Dr. Hafush with us at that time. I'm talking about the Feast of Sukkot that's starting on the 20th through the 27th. If you can find that, post it so that people can see it. Hallelujah. Christine is not here today. Okay. And do we have it? All right. Looks like they don't have it or whatever. Anyway, the 20th through the 27th, that's when this set of meetings are going to be happening. I want to encourage you to be ready for it. God is going to meet with us during these meetings. We have 2 speakers coming out of Israel that are going to be speaking to us, and a third that the Lord spoke to me about that I'm going to be inviting to participate in these meetings, and we're going to have a great time in the Lord. So get yourself ready for this amazing time that God is giving to us. Amen. I believe you saw the next set of meetings that are going to be happening in October that God captioned Glory Fest meetings. And I'm expecting God to do great things in that one too. All right, at this time, let us honor God with our giving, and we will call it a night. Our next meeting is going to be on Sunday. And let's be ready for that. Our services on Sunday. God bless. Just honor God with your giving, and good night. Blessings. I bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.